podcasts by Premier CX.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another one of Premier's podcasts. So today I am joined in the studio with Sarah Davis. How are you?
Hello, I'm not too bad. I've been pulled into fun and excitement, so I'm very happy.
Woo! Fun and excitement. So today we wanted to talk a little bit about creative messaging. Sarah sits on our creative team, and I thought, who better to talk about messaging than Sarah? So have you guys ever felt like you didn't want to make a call because you didn't want to sit through one of those painful IVRs? You know, the hello and welcome to blah, blah, blah. I mean, I know I've been there. I know Sarah's been there. I mean, it's one of the things that Sarah tries to re-script to make you guys sound brilliant. I wanted to go over just a few tips today, you know, for you guys to basically get that interesting experience, give your callers that interesting, fun experience. So when they are stuck on the phone, they're not falling asleep.
I mean, one of the most depressing things is when you just hear that robotic voice that makes you just instantly switch off and literally want to hang up and generally run away from the call, which is not very handy when you're trying to get some information, let's be honest.
Exactly. And it leaves a bad taste. So if somebody is calling up a company and they're already agitated, their experience is already low, it's just going to sit even lower. So let's go over a couple of tips. Let's give these guys three tips they can use for creative messaging. So I think one of the things we have to consider with any company, and one thing you guys have to consider if you are a company, is your brand. You know, you've worked really hard for this brand. And I think tip one needs to be, you need to be brand smart with your creative messaging.
Yeah, I mean, you want to make it so you want to make it interesting, obviously, but you need to keep it in line with your website, in line with all your socials, in line with everything else that you're doing to make sure that you get that nice consistency. And when you hear something that you've produced, people will instantly try and associate that with your brand. So you want to keep it nice and consistent. I think that's key. And you really want to keep it interesting and conversational. You can like shorten words. Why say you have? You could say you've, you know, you really add that human element rather than just going, hello, you've come to this really fun and interesting business, which is depressing. Whereas you could be like, hey, thanks for calling. You know, it's really simple. And I think that's just like key, obviously.
It makes it conversational, which is really important, because the last thing anybody wants to feel like is that they're left in the dark and they're talking to a robot. You know, your brand isn't going to be, you know, some boring brand. You've put a lot of effort into that brand. So like Sarah said, shorten those words, make it more exciting, and you'll find your customers really react well with that. So tip two, I like to actually use the word kiss. The reason that you want to keep it simple is you want to avoid lengthy sentences, don't you?
Yep, you don't want any of those running sentences that literally makes a voice artist sound like they've been droning on for about 100 years, kind of akin to your history teacher when they were trying to talk about World War II for the umpteenth time. So you don't want that in your on hold. What you want is you want something snappy, you want something short, and you want something that's ear-catching. So you want to just make it interesting. You want people to remember it, because otherwise they're not going to remember anything and they're just going to remember they've been waiting for ages. Whereas if they've got some nice pithy messages in between their potentially 15-minute wait, they might not be as grumpy by the time they get to your poor call handlers.
Exactly. And again, that goes back to keeping it simple. Do you know the average person has an attention span of something like 15 seconds? So if you're not capturing them within those 15 seconds, their mind is going to go on lunch.
You want to get in that person's brain where the part that they remember, like lyrics from the 80s, that's the part of the brain you want to keep and knock into.
And have that impact. You know, you want to achieve that goal. You know, you don't have to say a million things to get the point across. Keep it simple. So bringing you on to our last point is tip number three. It's the benefits of brainstorming, which I actually think a lot of people leave that process out. They think, okay, this is what I want to say, I'm going to say it, but they've not really thought it through.
Well, yeah, I mean, brainstorming is really what we do here just all the time. We sit around one big desk anyway in the creative area and we all chat. And that is part of being creative, is saying, do you know what, guys, I don't know what to do for this message. How can I make it interesting? How can I make it creative? And do you know what? Give me some ideas. And then suddenly from thin air, people have come up with like 100 ideas that are amazing and fun and upbeat and conversational. And then you're like, oh, great, I can write that message now without having to scratch through the back of your brain, praying that something will spark inspiration.
And that is important, because sometimes a pair of fresh ears, everybody can give a different sort of element to what you're trying to achieve. And a lot of the times when you bounce back and forth, you'll catch something that you may not have thought of, which is why brainstorming is so, so important for these things.
And I mean, that's part of what we do creatively, you know, all the way through from the demo stages to creative refreshes for our current clients. That's kind of what we're doing with you, is brainstorming ideas and ways to improve your customer experience.
Fantastic. So again, guys, those are our top tips for creative messaging. Tip one, be brand smart. Tip two, kiss those lengthy sentences goodbye. And tip three, brainstorm. Thank you so much to my guest speaker today, Sarah, for joining me in studio today. And we will be back again with another podcast soon.
Podcasts by Premier CX. To keep updated, subscribe via the app.